For years, the Pentagon has tried to set up systems to catch counterfeit parts that occasionally make their way into sensitive systems. It started requiring agencies to report counterfeits back in 2013. A year later, it started requiring contractors to report them. Since then, reports have steadily fallen. But why? For some answers, we turn to Marie Mack, Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Ms. Mack, great to have you back.
Good to be here.
All right, so on this report, it shows a steady drop from 2011 before the reporting requirement to just a handful in the past 3 years. And that seems like the opposite of what you would expect to happen. What's going on?
Well, back then, we also think the reports back in 2011 and 2012 were somewhat artificially high because there was a lot of congressional attention on the issues. And companies, when we looked into it a little more, companies had to go through their past purchases and identify and report previously undetected counterfeit parts. So, and also at that same time in 2011, the GIDEP program, which is the Government Industry Data Exchange Program, which DOD put in place, had granted an amnesty period where supplier names didn't have to be reported. So that may have also contributed to an increase in reporting. And contractors and defense agencies we spoke with have indicated they've implemented better systems since that time to avoid counterfeit parts after this early period. So they're encountering fewer new instances of counterfeit parts. However, as you can tell from our report, it is hard to tell if instances are really decreasing because we're not certain that everything that is being encountered is being reported.
Yeah, because if their names are now revealed and there's all this reporting that's public, that would tend to depress the numbers of reports, I would think, just because of reputational issues.
Right, absolutely. There's been some of those concerns as well.
And yet all of the reports in 2015, it looks like, are just about 99% of them, and all of them in 2014 came from contractors with the government not reporting any.
We did find that, but however, I want to present the other side, that it does make sense generally that the contractors would submit more reports since contractors are the ones that are often buying the parts that go into the weapon systems. And we've heard from the folks that we spoke with, both on the contractor side and at the defense agencies, it's best that the reports are submitted by the people most knowledgeable about the purchase, so reporting really should be done by whoever originally bought the problematic parts. The premise is that the closer to the source, the better the reports will be. So it's not problematic in and of itself that most reporting is done by contractors. However, what we did find problematic is that there are cases where DOD agencies may not be reporting the suspect counterfeit parts when they are the most knowledgeable party.
Because you say there is not that much oversight established yet by central authorities over the agencies that would report them to DOD.
Absolutely. One of the biggest problems is because there's inconsistency and variability in how reporting is done is because DOD does not have a department-wide level oversight. And as a result, they can't ensure the data accurately, the data that is put into this GIDEP system is accurately reflected of the extent to which suspect counterfeit parts have been identified by defense agencies. And one of the findings that we found was that, for instance, Defense Logistics Agency, which plays a significant role in sustaining weapon systems, and they obtain many, many parts, thousands of parts, they may likely be under-reporting suspect counterfeit parts into this GIDEP. But without that oversight at the higher levels, they weren't even aware of the Defense Logistics Agency's low level of reporting.
I was going to ask, the DLA you would think would be in charge of it, but really they're not. Who is the final authority for oversight across the government for all of this, across DOD anyway, for all of the counterfeit reporting?
Oversight really should be taking place at the Undersecretary of Defense for the Acquisition Technology and Logistics Office. Now, they do have, that office is involved, several different offices under the Undersecretary of Defense.
We'll just call it the ATL.
Yeah, ATL. They are involved, but their roles are separate and it's somewhat decentralized. So there's nobody looking at overseeing GIDEP reporting overall at the department-wide level.
We're speaking with Marie Mack, Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Issues at the GAO. And looking at the reports that have come in, say in 2014 and 2015, I'm looking at the bar chart you've published, maybe 50 counterfeit parts. Doesn't sound like a big number, considering all of the systems that DOD has delivered routinely, everything from radios to replacement platform devices. So does this look like there's a large number of counterfeits, or does it look like pretty small?
Again, it's really not a fair judgment to look at just those numbers because we don't think those numbers are accurately being reflected. Without a standardized process, for determining the level of evidence that's needed to report a part of suspect counterfeit in GIDAP, that also is an issue. Some agencies will report it, and they're all supposed to report it within 60 days, according to the law, but some agencies will meet that standard and some don't. For instance, DLA did not. So in many instances, we found that they did not, and that also causes a problem. If we don't have the full number of what's actually being reported and it's not accurate, then it's hard to tell what is really, if those numbers represent the counterfeit parts or not, true coverage of it all.
And looking at the reports that have come in, is there any way to characterize them? Do they cluster around certain contractors or certain systems?
We found that some of them are reported by the same contractors, but it's not, again, that categorization is not necessarily representative of what should be in the total whole. For instance, we found a lot of them were reported by independent distributors and some of the same companies reporting the same, you know, the same companies putting in the reports.
Because a lot of the manufacturers, the small ones anyway, would buy their components from distribution in the first place.
Exactly, especially if the original distributor was the original manufacturer is not available anymore or don't sell the parts, especially when it applies to DoD systems, because some of our systems are a lot older and the same companies don't sell those same parts anymore. So they do usually have to go to independent distributors if that's the case.
I guess the problem would be primarily located in older or obsolete parts or unavailable parts, because wouldn't you presume that any legitimate manufacturer selling now to DoD would be using distributors with authorized letters of supply from those OEMs?
To some extent, but it also depends on the contract, how the contract is laid out, and if there are the clauses being passed down to the subcontracting level that they must insist that the counterfeit testing for the counterfeit parts occurs.
What have you recommended then for DoD at this point?
The first main recommendation is to put some mechanisms in place for department-wide oversight of the defense agency's compliance with this GIDAP reporting. And then the second one is to develop a standardized process for determining the level of evidence needed to report the part as suspect counterfeit in GIDAP. And then finally, to develop guidance for when access to GIDAP reporting should be limited to only government users or made available to industry. And then the last recommendation we made was industry has also been required to develop and maintain systems to detect and avoid counterfeit electronic parts. And the companies that we spoke with do have these systems in place, but we're asking for DoD to clarify to industry the criteria by which DoD assesses these contractor counterfeit detection and avoidance systems.
But that one, the DoD didn't agree with, that particular recommendation.
Well, I think they agreed with it in context. They didn't feel like that we should be dictating, GAO should be asking them to provide specific implementation details. And our comment reply to that was we weren't asking for specific implementation details. For criteria, is clarifying criteria, I think, is still important, which is different than implementation details of what you're going to be looking for or what you're going to look for in terms of traceability or what you're going to look for in terms of how the companies can know if their testing is appropriate. Those are higher level criteria of explaining what the DoD expects.
Sounds like people need to talk a lot more about this before there's any real assurance of what's going on.
Absolutely.
So at this point, is it fair to say that it's really impossible to tell whether the problem is getting worse or getting better or is just in stasis?
Correct. You're absolutely correct. And Congress has been doing a lot about this issue. And one of the reasons this started getting a lot of attention, as you mentioned early on, about why DoD was forced to start reporting into this GIDAP was because Congress had done their own investigation back in 2012 and found a lot of counterfeit parts in existence. So they directed DoD to use the GIDAP to report counterfeit incidents. And then in this 2015 included a provision for GAO to review this effort.
Well, sometimes when you flip on the kitchen light, the mice go scattering.
That's a good way to describe it.
All right. Marie Mack is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Issues at the GAO. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tom.
For a link to the report on counterfeits and to share this interview with colleagues, go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.